to the side. And will be mentioned to him, this is your treasure, which is now turned into the form of punishment and fire for you. So my brothers and sisters, whatever amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, we should try to distribute it amongst our poor. Now zakat becomes for us when a person have the amount of what is the nisab of the zakat? If a person has the gold or silver, if a person has gold and silver, whether it is a jewelry, ornament, 7.5 tola or 87.48 grams, silver 52.5 tola, 52.5 tola, equivalent to 612.36 gram. If we have this in the form of gold, jewelry, or whatever form is it is, and so he becomes sahib nisab. So zakat becomes for us upon the gold and silver, upon the cash, savings account, rental, if he has a flats and apartments, is handed over for the rental. So whatever rental income he is getting every month, he have to calculate for all 12 months and give the zakat upon it. All the merchandise items which is he purchased for the selling purpose. A person in the shop, so he has to calculate and count all the items of the for sale, and then he must take out the zakat 2.5% out of that when the 12 months, the lunar 12 month pass, and he still have that amount in his possession. So remember, the zakat becomes for us upon gold, silver, cash, saving account, all the shares. If we have the, if he bought the shares of the some companies and he possessed the shares, that is also will be counted. And whatever properties he has for the selling purpose, he is a realtor, is buying and selling, buying the houses and selling, repairing and selling, or he buying the lands and selling it, plots, or he has the rental apartments and is getting income. So on that income, or he got rental car, it is, and someone is driving his car, taxi, and is getting rent every month on this. All these incomes will be calculated and the zakat will be given on that. Now, when you become sahib-i-nisab, and you don't have to wait for Ramadan, because most of the people wait for Ramadan. Why? Because Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward. One faraz is equivalent to 70 times more. So that's why people wait for Ramadan. Otherwise, whenever his 1 year is completed, whether it's a January, December, or September, whatever month, he must just fix that 1 month and wait till the next month and next year. After 12 month pass, he must take out his zakat, calculate it nicely, and take out 2.5%. Now, to whom zakat is be given? Who are entitled? There are 8 categories mentioned into the Holy Quran, Masakin and Wabnu Sabil and all those things. But basically, we should give it to those needy, Fuqara and Masakin, who are destitute, who are less fortunate. So zakat cannot be given to Sadat, the family, the Hashimi, the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the progeny of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any Sadat family, any Sayyid family, we cannot give them zakat. Zakat cannot be given to any masjid or any madrasa or any building or any hospital, because there are not live persons for zakat. Remember, someone has to become a malik of that amount. He must accept that amount and in his hand, and he should be a live person. That's why zakat cannot be given to the mayyit for his kafan or burial expense. You cannot give it to mayyit. Yes, you can give it to his son or daughter who is poor, and then she or he can spend that amount buying kafan or whatever. But directly, the money cannot be given to the mayyit, because mayyit is dead. He cannot accept the zakat. Likewise, zakat cannot be given to husband and wife. Meaning, husband cannot give zakat to his wife, or wife cannot give zakat to her husband, because that money will come back to the same account. Likewise, zakat cannot be given to our ascendants, meaning our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, our upside. Zakat cannot be given to our descendants, our children, daughter and sons, or our grandchildren or grand-grandchildren. So remember, above your head, whatever relatives you have, like your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and down your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, you cannot give them zakat. Other than that, zakat can be given to any relatives. For example, your brothers, your sisters, your uncle, your aunt, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, your nephew, your niece. All these relatives, if they are entitled, if they are poor, you can give them the zakat. All the in-laws, your bhabhi, your mamu, your pupa, your chacha, and likewise, all these people are entitled to take the zakat. I mean, if they are poor and if they are needy, then you can give them a zakat. Now, I have only a couple of minutes left, and Hazrat Aisha said, when you give the zakat, you just make the niyat in your heart. You don't have to mention when you give the zakat. You don't have to mention, oh, I'm giving you this amount is zakat, because no one like that someone, you know, regard him that low, that he is entitled to take the zakat. It's kind of insult or humiliation. You just make niyat in your heart at the time of giving, or at the time when you take out the amount from your actual amount, you must take out the 2.5% zakat. When you are taking out zakat at that time, you can just make niyat in your heart, that Allah, I am taking this amount separate for the zakat. That will be your niyat. If you give any amount and if you don't make niyat, then your zakat will not be done. Remember this. Zakat, for the zakat, your niyat, your intention, it is faraz. It is wajib, it is compulsory. So don't just give the amount or write a check without intention, without the niyah. When you are writing the check or giving the cash or whatever, at that time you should have the niyat. Like we are fasting, we make niyat in the morning, or when you breakfast, we make the niyat. Likewise, when you give the zakat, your niyat is essential. Make the niyat that this amount I am giving is a zakat. Then only your zakat will be accepted. If you make someone your wali, that abroad, or someone who gives some of your relative, that I'm sending, transferring this money in your account, you must collect it and distribute. So he will be your wali. On your behalf, he will distribute to the poor and needy person. But in this regard, you must remember, if that person does not distribute it for some reason, or that money is stolen or wasted, then your zakat is not done. You are responsible for that. So don't depend on your wali. Make sure that he must distribute within that year. He should not delay. Sometimes what happens, we pay zakat to the madrasa and big, you know, organization, and money is there sitting in their account for years and years, and they don't use it. They don't give it to the poor people. So your zakat is not done for that particular year. You have to make sure that within that year, your money has been distributed and given to the poor people. Keep that in mind. So when you make someone wali, make sure that he must distribute immediately and give to the poor and needy people. With the zakat, I have just a couple of minutes, that Sadaqatul Fitr also becomes wajib. And Sadaqatul Fitr is that amount that it doesn't have to wait for the whole year. Because this sadaqah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in one of the hadiths, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. Qala farada Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam zakat al-fitri tuhra lis-sa'imi min al-laghwi wal-rafas wa tu'matal lil-masakin. That this sadaqah al-fitr Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made obligatory and compulsory upon the fasting person. So whatever mistakes or laghwiyat or unnecessary things, or he has committed sin during while he was fasting, so that will become, by giving sadaqah or sadaqatul fitr, it will purify his fast, it will clean his fast. So this will cleanse and purification for the saim, for the fasting person. At the same time, wa tu'mata lil masakin, and that will be the food and help and assistance for the poor people. من اداها قبل الصلاتی فہی زکاتن مقبولتن. Whoever pays Sadaqat al-Fitr prior to the Salat al-Eid, keep this in mind. Sometimes people come on the last day and they still pay after the Salat al-Eid is done. You have to pay Sadaqat al-Fitr before Salat al-Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man addaha qabla salati, meaning qabla salati al-Eid, fahiya sadaqatun maqbulatun. Then that will be regarded as Sadaqat al-Fitr. Wa man addaha ba'da salati, fahiya sadaqatun min as-sadaqat. And whoever will give after the Salat, Salatul Eid performing, then he gives, then that will be no Sadaqatul Fitr. Time is over. Then that will be regarded as usual charity or donation. Nafil Sadaqah. Sadaqatul Fitr becomes wajib because of our fasting, as I said. And we should give the amount from on behalf of our Nabalik children, immature children, underage children. It is compulsory upon the parents to give the Sadaqat al-Fitr on their behalf. And husband can give the Sadaqat al-Fitr on behalf of his wife. He is paying so many bills, so he should not mind to give Sadaqat al-Fitr also on behalf of his wife. All the wife is rich, but he can give on her behalf. Likewise, if a father or mother want to give the Sadaqat al-Fitr on behalf of their balik children, it is permissible, but it is not faraz. It is permissible. If you want to give on behalf of your grown-up son and daughter, it will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Sadaqatul Fitr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that you should give during the month of Ramadan. We should not wait until the last day, until the Eid day, Yawmul Eid. No, you must give Sadaqatul Fitr any day, any night during the Ramadan. And it's better to give before Eid so people can have the money in their hands and they can buy some stuff for their children, you know, the clothes or shoes or whatever they need to buy on the Yawmul Eid. So don't delay until Eid. So give it away before Eid comes. And may Allah accept our zakat and sadaqah. There are so many masail, but I don't have time. I have this one announcement. Since our masjid is closed, so brothers and sisters cannot come to the masjid and give Sadaqatul Fitr inside the masjid. That's why we have put one wooden box at the gate of the masjid outside. And you can come anytime. It will be from 10 o'clock morning till the 8 o'clock at evening. We will come and check the money, whatever money you will put in, inshallah. They're going to take it out from that and it will be safe. So, one request is that on top of the envelope, please just write that this money is sadaqah or zakat or sadaqatul fitr. Just mention that much. You don't need to write your name if you don't want to write. It's okay. But write the amount is the zakat money or sadaqah money or sadaqatul fitr. So that's why we can distribute it accordingly. May Allah give us tawfiq to take out our zakat and accept the zakat. One last thing, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has given some amount to his nephew Urwa and said to him, go and give it to so and so person who is very poor, but instructed him, don't give in his hand, put it wherever he's sitting or sleeping, just put it over there, he can see that, and don't even say salam from my side and don't even ask him to make dua. So that Urwa radiallahu ta'ala went with the amount of the dirham and is handed over, went to that person, old man, and put it aside so he can see that some gift is there. But he was puzzled, he was confused. Why my auntie say me like that, don't even say salam and don't even ask for the dua. So he returned back and he said, auntie, I did whatever you instructed me to do. But I confused, why you said I should not even greet on your behalf and don't even ask him to make dua. He said, my nephew, this sadaqah, khairat, whatever I give, is only for the pleasure of Allah, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want a full ajar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want anything from his side. If you would have said this is from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and she's greeted you and she's asking for dua, it means he is making dua for me, meaning I'm benefiting from him as a form of dua or as a form of greeting. I don't even want that much of reward from his side. And I don't want, the reason why I said don't give him on his hand, because your hand will be upper and his hand will be lower and he will feel bad about it. So that's why he should not feel humiliation or insult. That's why I told you to give it, to put it to aside. So my brothers and sisters, when we are helping to our relatives, keep this in mind. Don't have any arrogance in our heart. Our heart should be clean, and we should appreciate that Allah Ta'ala made our hand upper and not the lower. So with this regard, inshallah, may Allah accept our zakat and khairat. May Allah give us tawfiq to distribute it in right way. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.